This is the Jason Greger Show podcast presented by Lakewood Chevrolet. Good people, great service, and also voted the number one dealer in Canada at dealerrater.ca. Check them out, lakewoodchev.com. As we are joined by the head coach of the Canada West champions, the Golden Bears hockey program, Serge Lajoie, as they get set to go to national. Serge, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Jason?
Good. Well, Serge, you guys definitely made it a little bit more difficult on yourself this season, having to go on the road, which is something that doesn't happen a lot in the West Final. But you wins game one and game three, convincing fashion in both of them, and now you head to the Nationals. And really, both teams, you knew you were going to the Nationals. The seeding difference, do you know where you're going to be seeded now for the Nationals?
Well, it looks like we won't be any lower than second. So, yeah, definitely the outcome of this weekend series had an impact on seedings going into Nationals.
So had you lost, what do you think? Like, where is Saskatchewan going to be ranked, do you think?
Yeah, it all depends. They'll definitely don't want to have a Canada West quarterfinal matchup. So that they'll either be fifth or sixth around there. So it all depends where we end up. If we're second, they definitely won't be a seventh. So I could see them being sixth, something along those lines.
Okay. So you're just waiting for the other league to finish up, right?
Yeah, that's right. AUS finals are being played right now. St. FX is up 1-0 against UNB, and Ontario is still trying to sort out who their champions are in their respective conferences.
Now, Serge, you had a lot of new faces on your team this year, you know, and it's funny. He's had a very good season if you look at it just up front. Of course, the history of the Golden Bears, it changes people's expectations maybe at times, but it clearly everything has come together at the best time of the year in the playoffs, because I looked at those games and very convincing victories, not just in the goal totals, but, you know, shots on goal, kind of how you dominated play. Was this maybe your most consistent weekend you've had in a while?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, all along, you know, being a growth team, you're looking to acquire a certain level of experience over the course of the regular season. Hopefully guys, you know, learn some lessons and transition into, you know, from junior into the university game. And I think that was what the regular season was for. And then we kept putting ourselves in a position to, you know, just to perform well in new opportunities and gain experience against Calgary in the semifinal, and brought that experience to Saskatchewan. And guys, really, their compete level was exactly where it needed to be. And I think for the first weekend of the year, we really had the mindset we're going to outwork our skill. And to the guys' credit, they maintained that for three games, and we got rewarded for that work ethic in the third game on Sunday.
Now, having gone to Nationals many times as a player and as a coach, what do you try to do between now and Nationals to ensure your guys are sharp in what has become now a single elimination tournament?
Yeah, and that's why the game on Sunday was so important. You know, experience for us as a young team to see what it's like for a game where winner takes all, and you know what it's like at Nationals. It's winner moves on, loser packs your bag type of an approach. So the biggest thing is we enjoy the Canada West victory and allow us, you know, allow the guys to recognize it's quite an accomplishment. But now we'll refocus and reset, and our sights are set on Fredericton and the national championship. But we don't know who we're playing against. We don't know their strengths and weaknesses. We can do all the video analysis that we want. It's really focus on how do we need to play. We've got a certain mindset that we have to play a certain way. And I think that over the course of the last two weekends, the guys are proven to themselves that when we play a certain style and we really outwork our skill, we're a very good hockey team.
So is that the style you need? Do you feel at times maybe you weren't working hard enough earlier this year?
Yeah, and I think that the biggest improvement has been our play away from the puck. With the puck, there was never an issue. You can give the guys, you know, free reins to be creative. They were very good at taking that full advantage of those opportunities. But now, when we don't have the puck, they're working hard to get it back. And I think that's been the biggest growth in our team. And you know, the guys have embraced, even at even on Sunday when we scored that 3-2 goal, it was not a let's go, okay, let's take the foot off the pedal, let's play defensive. It was go right after them, and that's been our mindset all year, and the guys embraced that and rewarded themselves with two quick goals right after that. So that's the way we have to play. We have to play on our toes, play fast, and we've got the team to do it. Now we have the work ethic to match our talent.
Serge Lozaw, head coach of the University of Alberta Golden Bears hockey program, heading off to Nationals and likely. Now, you say no lower than number two, so could you still go in as the number one seed?
Well, there is a slight chance with FX being up 1-0 on UNB in a best of three. You never know what could happen there. And who knows if St. FX upsets UNB, they might actually vote us in as number one. So you never know. I would be surprised. Between you and me and the audience right now, it doesn't really mean anything because every single one of those teams there are great hockey teams, but there's a possibility for sure.
Now, the voting, so UNB, of course, is the favorite. So if they come back, I think obviously they're going to be number one. But
that's right.
So when they look at the voting factor, then it comes to like St. FX. Were they higher than you heading into this weekend?
No, we were. We were one ahead of them. Even though, you know, when you look at it and over the course of the season, you know, clear cut number one is New Brunswick. There's no doubt about it. However, it's the winner of the respective conferences. So Canada West, AUS, and OUA will be 1, 2, and 3. And that's why I say that us being ranked ahead of FX in the final U-Sport rankings, that would naturally put us into number one just because we're Canada West champions. So.
Now, Serge, what do you do? Have you learned anything from your old coaches or yourself as far as keeping guys fresh? Do you have fun things at practice leading into Nationals? Because the last thing you want to do is have guys, you know, too wound too tightly heading into Nationals.
Yeah, and again, it's we've really tried to draw on our experiences this year. I find our guys are, although we're very young, we're quite level-headed, quite mature. There's a lot of guys that have played in very important games. You look at Cole Lineker and Tyson Bailey have played in the Memorial Cup final, gone into overtime in a game like that. So we draw from a lot of different experiences from different players, experiences from this league. We keep practices short. And really it's when you bring back the focal point on what we need to do as a team, and we've always maintained the pressure in this program at U of A, it's not to win, it's to bring your best every single time. We've reinforced that, so we'll send those kind of messages to the guys, and we're really, as a growth team, we're going there. Yes, it's going to be a valuable experience for us, but we just want to go there and compete as best as we can, and let's see what might come out of it. And I think that kind of messaging could help take the pressure off the guys. We don't focus on winning. It's all about the process.